When prisoners leave prison, they often don't have jobs and therefore no health insurance. That means they have a difficult time getting even basic health care. But under the federal health law, that could change. As Medicaid expands, the program will begin to be offered to all adults, not just those with children. And that includes newly released prisoners. In Washington, D.C., a local clinic has a program specifically designed for ex-prisoners and is seeing benefits from the Medicaid expansion. David Schultz with our partner Kaiser Health News has more on how it works.
The first time Keith Snowden had his blood pressure measured after he got out of prison, his doctors thought their machines were broken. Snowden's pressure was at 227 over 153, off the charts.
The hospital was right next door. They wouldn't let me walk next door. I had to have the ambulance come pick me up. It was that bad.
Snowden had been dealing with out-of-control hypertension for years, even before he went to prison in 2009 for selling stolen cars and counterfeit IDs. When he got out, he didn't have a job, which meant he didn't have health insurance, which meant he didn't have a doctor. So Snowden went to a free clinic in Southeast D.C. run by the nonprofit group Unity Healthcare. His doctor, Ilsa Levin, says she sees patients like Snowden all the time.
I have patients who've been locked up for 40 years. They have no idea how to get refills, how to go to a pharmacy. Often they don't know how to take their own medications, especially things like insulin.
After a barrage of tests, Levin realized that Snowden's hypertension was being caused by a tumor weighing on his adrenal gland. Snowden had it removed. Now his blood pressure is back on the charts.
It took the free doctor for me to go to figure out my problem. Really, I really owe my life, to her for being so diligent and trying to figure this out.
Calling Levin a free doctor isn't entirely accurate. The kind of life-saving care she provided to Snowden costs money. Levin says it's much easier to provide that care now that D.C. has moved forward with the federal health law and expanded it to all adults.
Now everyone gets Medicaid, and I can get them their medications. I can get them to see the specialists. I can get the studies done. And it is amazing. It's completely changed my practice.
Unity Healthcare began more than 25 years ago as a free clinic for the homeless in Washington. It's since expanded to 13 health centers throughout the district, including its newest one, a 28,000-square-foot facility built with federal stimulus funds. This new clinic gives Unity the space to offer more services. Its ex-prisoner program, for example, has just as many social workers as it does doctors.
We have to focus on the whole person. You're dealing with a very vulnerable population. Many of the people who are discharged to homeless shelters. They don't have a place to go.
Vincent Keene is the president of Unity Healthcare. He started working there 22 years ago after a stint as a Catholic priest. Keene is used to having to explain to people why ex-convicts deserve to have health care. There's the financial argument.
If you can get people into primary preventive care, we are ultimately going to save money.
There's the public health argument.
Public health and diseases cannot be enshrined in prison bars.
But the argument Keene voices most passionately is the argument for compassion.
We live right now in what I might call a very judgmental society. I think from the values of the United States and everything we believe in should lead us to understand that the principles that we stand on calls for compassionate, effective health care.
Not everyone is swayed by this reasoning. The governors of at least half a dozen states say they won't participate in the Medicaid expansion because it's too expensive. But 700,000 people will be getting out of prisons across the U.S. every year, according to one study. Doctors and policymakers will have to figure out some way to treat this newly released, newly insured population. For NPR News, I'm David Schultz.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.